Every day, engaged couples call the Empire State Building asking to get married at one of the most romantic, iconic buildings in New York City. But there's only one day a year that the building actually allows this, and it's today, Valentine's Day. The wedding website Brides.com holds a contest to choose the lucky couples, and this year, 400 couples sent in applications. Only 14 were selected. One of those couples is on the line with us now, Annie and Delon Millette. They've just taken their relationships to new heights as husband and wife. Annie and Delon, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
What could you see from where you got married?
I pretty much just saw Delon. I know that the city was out behind him, but I was focusing on my wedding.
So why did you two choose the Empire State Building and get involved in the contest? What does it mean to you?
We've been in a long-distance relationship for a year since I relocated for work. Mm-hmm. And frequently, it was just easier for us to meet in New York or different places around the country. The Empire State Building, of course, is such an amazing, enduring symbol of New York, and we thought that it was completely appropriate to get married at the, you know, highest point in New York City after we'd been flying to see one another for a year.
Delon, how did you two actually get engaged?
Well, we got engaged. It was approximately 8 months ago now, in August of 2008, and I picked her up, and I was in painting clothes, so it was nothing fantastic to look at. Drove her home in her car, and we get home, and I had laid out about two dozen rose petals just on the floor, just red rose petals strewn about. At that point, I said, well, go ahead and follow the trail of rose petals. So she started walking into the living room, and I had arranged one dozen roses of vases and put a chair in the middle of all of them and asked her to sit down. And at that point, she started to mist up a little bit, although she still wasn't 100% sure, I believe.
I bet you've just inspired a lot of guys, Delon. So you now have Valentine's Day and your anniversary on the same day. How are you going to handle that in the future?
Well, certainly I know from my standpoint that I better not cheap out and just get one gift.
What a great kickoff to your wedding. We really want to say congratulations and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.